Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 4, Part 3. What? Multiple views of reality available at the same time? Are you kidding? This is one of the most powerful things to not only understand, but to be able to actually experience and know that it is actually one of your capabilities. 360 points of view are always available to us, and we use the circle as the way to look at it. The point here is to be able to move your attention to any one of those 360 points of view. So in order to be able to move your attention around, in order to reach the goal, right, you have to learn, first of all, where your attention is. But remember, our goal is to be able to move it to all possible viewpoints, looking at a specific situation or a thing that sits in the middle of the circle. So the question is, how flexible are you? Are you stuck in one point of view? Are you looking at one idea or notion and kind of worshiping it as the answer, the golden point of view? Are you polarized? Or perhaps could you be paralyzed, not wanting to even choose a point of view because you don't know which one is right, or they both look good, or both of them scare you to death? Okay? The question is, check out your flexibility. We have an untapped paradoxical ability to see multiple viewpoints at the same time and to actually see through duality. Remember, from the mystical perspective, duality is not the final reality that we have access to. We have the ability to move into other levels. So to see multiple viewpoints at the same time is like riding in a glass elevator. You get a different view from the first floor when you look out, and when you look out when you reach the penthouse. You can see inside when you're in a glass elevator, and you can also see through the glass to the outside at the same time. And this is something you can ride in a glass elevator and experience, but it's what we're talking about being able to do with your consciousness and your viewpoint on the inside. So different levels of reality have different laws and guidelines, and this can be confusing because you live in multiple levels of reality simultaneously. Physical, emotional, these are just examples, mental, energetic, spiritual. And each one of these levels has its own laws and guidelines that show you how to best navigate that particular level. The material level, which is duality, has the physical, which is the body, the emotional, which is the heart, the mental in your head, intuitive gut, energetic, which is your electromagnetic field. And there are different bodies of knowledge to deal with each one of these different levels. And each one of those bodies of knowledge actually give you the laws and guidelines for how to best navigate that particular level of dualistic reality. Now, the spiritual level also has its own laws and guidelines, and it basically says nothing here is two, it's only one. So here, the law and the guideline is to be, control your attention, have presence to what is and accept it, and remember that there is oneness even in the perception of the two. That is the laws and guidelines for how to navigate that in the best way. Your body is a good example of multiple levels. You have the gross body, the brain, the system, and these are not organized in any particular fashion, but you can see the little stacking dolls there on the right. They have some kind of a Russian name to them, which I can't remember right now, but they each stack inside each other, giving us not only multiple levels, but larger and larger living systems, as you learned in the last part. Your body's multiple levels, to create a healthy body, need to be in alignment, and they need to be in communication. And there's a lot of body work out there today that talks about finding broken lines of communication between different parts of the body. Body talk is one of them. There are many others. And this is a very important thing to understand for purpose of health. If you want happiness and inner peace, look at he's thinking, isn't that cute? The spiritual and material levels also need, aha, alignment. And he thinks a little further and says, aha, communication. So this is where happiness and inner peace become relevant in relationship to levels. They need to be in alignment, and there needs to be communication. So what you want to watch out for is this phenomena that I call collapsing realities that a good friend of mine pointed out to me was important one day. And the first thing to understand is that the interdependent polar pairs live in many different levels of our reality. The Western spiritual renaissance that we're in the middle of here tends to impose spiritual truths and laws onto the material level and say that in order to live in oneness, you have to get rid of the two-ness on this level. So get rid of it. Kind of doesn't work that way. The downside is that the laws and the truth of the material level, which is the dualistic level, collapse under the weight of this higher level. Now, that may not seem like a difficulty, but what happens is the higher wisdom actually becomes unavailable to the lower level, that's to the human level. The human is cut off from the divine or the larger perspective when you try to impose the rules and levels of navigation for the divine plane onto the human plane without understanding duality. And of course, it's collapsed, so you can't even see duality exists anymore. There are no insights or practical wisdom that can come to the human level because it has collapsed under the weight of trying to live the spiritual laws on the material plane. And the spiritual level is uninformed about the material level's needs. So it's not a good thing to collapse levels of reality. Nor is it valuable to delete a level of reality. And human level frequently will deny the existence of the higher level. This is the opposite phenomena. And the human level can deem any wisdom or truth from the higher level as irrelevant or suspect or impractical. What does it have to do with being successful in daily life, right? Being happy. So when you delete a level of reality, the most common one is deleting the higher level from the picture, which means you don't get any practical wisdom or insight about yourself. You can't grow. You can't expand. And as you know now, that is one of the fundamental goals of all living systems. So a sense of imprisonment arises. It is not a fun place to be. So in both cases, collapsing or deleting a level of reality, the feedback loop between the two dimensions is broken. You're not plugged in. So the information flow is disrupted, and it jeopardizes the homeostasis of the system and the happiness of the part. That means you. So the result is failure and frustration, and they are coming from having mismanaged the interdependent polar pairs. Spiritual versus material, if you don't see it as an unresolvable dilemma, you're going to try and fix it instead of manage it. Obvious and subtle, another unresolvable dilemma. Higher versus lower, inner versus outer, and many others. When you start to see that you're trying to fix an unresolvable dilemma, an interdependent polar pair, you know, oh ho, I know how to change that. I know how to manage it. That's what you're learning here, and that's what you'll specifically know how to do by the end of the six-step process. The feedback between the level, the dimensions is essential to navigate the complexity of life and to create more conscious individuals and the more humane world that we really do want to find ourselves living in, as well as our future generations. Okay, homework here. Here it is. How do you rate your viewpoint flexibility? Low or high? What are your two untapped paradoxical abilities? Of course, you may have tapped them already. If you have, yay, that's great. Now you want to make them even better. Can spiritual laws replace material laws on the material plane? And I'll put in parentheses, without understanding duality and how to navigate it. What happens when you collapse or delete levels of reality? And how important is a feedback loop between the levels or dimensions? Have fun doing your homework, and I will, of course, see you in the next video. Much love.